KSF 90.1 FM is now on air and online. Can't get enough of your favorite campus community radio station? Now you can have it all the time on your Android device. Tune in, see what's coming up, and save your favorites. The CJSF Android app. Diverse, independent, yours. Get it on Google Play. Just look it up. CJSF.
This is a CJSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
On December 7th, Italy's Prime Minister Giorgio Meloni announced that her country would withdraw from China's Belt and Road Initiative, BRI. The decision reflects growing skepticism about the project's benefits and raises new concerns over China's increasing influence in regions like Asia-Pacific, Eastern Europe, and Latin America.
意大利正式退出一带一路。12月7日，意大利总理乔治亚·梅洛尼宣布，意大利将退出中共的一带一路计划。这一决定反映了人们对该项目益处的日益怀疑，也引发了人们对中共在亚太、东欧和拉美等地区日益增长的影响力的新担忧。
The move by Italy, the only group of seven G7 nations who have joined the trillion-dollar Chinese project,challenges the narrative of the BRI's global appeal and influence. The G7 countries consist of the world's largest IMF-described advanced economies and are made up of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States.
意大利是七国集团中唯一加入一带一路计划的国家。它的退出对一带一路计划的全球吸引力和影响力提出了挑战。七国集团由加拿大、法国、德国、意大利、日本、英国和美国组成，是国际货币基金组织定义的全球最大的发达经济体。
I think that we should improve our cooperation with China on trade, the economy, said Meloni during a press briefing on December 7th.Reuters reports. The tool of the BRI has not produced the results that were expected, she added.
据路透社报道，12月7日，梅洛尼在新闻发布会上说，我认为我们应该改善与中国在贸易和经济方面的合作。他补充说，一带一路计划这一工具并没有产生预期的结果。
Launched by Chinese leader Xi Jinping a decade ago, the BRI aimed to expand China's geopolitical clout through massive investments in infrastructure across various continents. Yet despite the project's grandeur and scale, it has increasingly come under scrutiny for what critics describe as debt trap diplomacy, a strategy that experts say leaves smaller nations burdened with unsustainable debts.
十年前，中共领导人习近平启动了一带一路计划，旨在通过对各大洲基础设施的大规模投资，扩大中共的地缘政治影响力。不过，尽管该项目规模宏大，却越来越多地受到批评者所描述的债务陷阱外交的质疑。专家们认为，这种战略让小国背上了难以承受的债务负担。
The BRI's ambitious scope, as envisioned by Xi, was to create a network of railways, ports, power plants, and other infrastructure spanning from Southeast Asia to Europe. However, the actual outcomes, particularly for Italy, have not met expectations, said Meloni.
按照习近平的设想，一带一路计划的目标是建立一个从东南亚到欧洲的铁路、港口、发电厂和其他基础设施网络。梅洛尼说，一带一路的实际成果，尤其是对意大利而言，并未达到预期。
Since the signing of the Belt and Road Initiative Memorandum of Understanding in 2019 by the Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte,Italy's trade imbalance with China has only widened, with exports to China marginally increasing and imports nearly doubling. The five-year deal was due for renewal in March 2024.
自2019年时任意大利总理朱塞佩·孔特签署一带一路计划谅解备忘录以来，意大利与中国的贸易不平衡只增不减，对中国的出口略有增长，而进口几乎翻了一番。意大利签署的这一协议历时五年，将于明年三月到期。
Meloni's critique of the BRI, which she termed a big mistake during her electoral campaign, reflects a broader concern. The economic benefits of such international agreements must be equitable and not disproportionately favor one party. Italy's Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani echoed this statement, stating that the project has not achieved the desired results.And emphasize the success of countries that opted not to participate in the Belt and Road Initiative.
梅洛尼对“一带一路”的批评反映了更广泛的关切。他在竞选期间称，意大利参与“一带一路”是一个大错误。这类国际协议的经济利益必须是公平的，不能不成比例地偏向一方。意大利外交部长安东尼奥·塔亚尼也有同感。指出该项目没有取得预期成果，并强调了选择不参与“一带一路”的国家所取得的成功。
The outcomes anticipated from the Chinese initiative haven't been met, and in fact, nations that abstain from participating have had better results, Tajani told reporters on December 6 during an event hosted by Italian news agency Adnkronos in Rome.Despite the remarks, however, Tajani said that Italy's decision to exit the BRI would not negatively impact its diplomatic ties with China.
12月6日，塔亚尼在意大利通讯社与罗马举办的一场活动上对记者说，一带一路的预期成果并未实现。事实上，那些放弃参与的国家取得了更好的成果。塔亚尼表示，意大利退出一带一路的决定不会对其与中国的外交关系产生负面影响。
Italy's withdrawal comes at a time when Western countries, particularly the G7, are presenting alternative global infrastructure programs to counter the influence of the BRI. The pivot by Italy could signal a larger trend among Western nations to reassess their involvement in Chinese-led initiatives seeking to balance economic opportunities with national security and geopolitical considerations.
意大利的退出正值西方国家，尤其是七国集团提出替代性全球基础设施计划以对抗一带一路的影响之际。意大利的转向可能预示着西方国家重新评估参与中共主导的倡议，寻求在经济机遇与国家安全和地缘政治因素之间取得平衡的更大趋势。
China's response to Italy's exit, while not directly acknowledging it, highlights tensions surrounding the Belt and Road Initiative in an international landscape.Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin comments about opposing attempts to smear and sabotage Belt and Road cooperation indicate Beijing's sensitivity to the changing perceptions of its flagship project.
中共对意大利退出的回应虽然没有直接承认，凸显了国际格局中围绕“一带一路”的紧张关系。中共外交部发言人王文斌关于反对抹黑和破坏一带一路合作的言论表明，中共对外界不看好一带一路十分敏感。
Plant a row, grow a row. How about giving back to your community in a fun way while helping your family eat better?Well, you can. It's all in the name. Plant a row, grow a row, and donate your veggies to your local food bank. Get how-to tips and more information about this innovative idea at www.growaro.org.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Chen Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released album by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you Jesse Lawson, and the song is called Born to Work, which is from their album titled Heavy Souls, The Utilities, which was released just in January. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Change Show， 我是何西。现在又到了我们为大家介绍加拿大音乐人最新发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Jesse Lawson 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Born to Work， 希望您喜欢。 Complex is a music piece from Harley Card, and it's called Grace, which is from the album just released in January 2018, and it's called The Greatest Invention. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Harley Card 的作品，名字叫做 Grace，希望您喜欢。 Next is a music piece from Randy Hathaway, and it's from the album titled Classical Guitar in American, which was released last year, and it's called Garden. Guitar is by Jessica Popkoff, voice by Whitley Neiman. 接下来请大家欣赏由 Randy Hathaway 作曲，由 Whitley Neiman 演唱， Jessica Popkoff 吉他伴奏的乐曲，名字叫做 Garden。再爱我一次 which means love me one more time, and I wish everyone a happy weekend. Please tune in next Saturday and noon on CJSF 90.1 FM. 听众朋友，今天要献给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自蔡琴演唱的再爱我一次。在这里呢，何西感谢大家收听我们的节目，祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期再在空中相会。